after all you put me through. You think I despise you, but in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that you weren't true, I guess I couldn't trust, caught your bluff, taught me so, 'cause I've had enough.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this Thursday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this Thursday by my special guest co-host, Tom Paulsiewicz. We've been talking about Joe Biden's farewell address to the nation, given yesterday evening. We've been talking about Joe Biden's warnings about the oligarchs, the tech industrial complex, the information swamp, as well as climate. It bears repeating, of course, that Donald Trump got in front of a bunch of oil industry CEOs and said, give me $1 billion so I can win the presidency and I'll deregulate your industry. Yes. And the reason that I bring this up is that one of our texters who participates, and I always want to hear from him, Kevin from Iguanago, texted in and said, hey, speaking of oligarchs, what do you think of Joe Biden giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to George Soros, a billionaire? And my response to that is, it's not good. It's despicable, in fact. I hate awarding people for being of this massive level of wealth. But that's only the first question. That's the first order question. By the way, Donald Trump gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Miriam Adelson, also a billionaire donor, right? Okay. So then the question has to be, well, it's not the rubric or the test isn't which billionaire president give the Presidential Medal of Freedom to. It's which president then wipes away regulations and acts a tax system and tax policy and legislation and supports things that deregulate the industries of those billionaire donors. Which president enacts policies that help the middle class versus help the billionaires more? That's the actual question.
Yes. Which president is about transactions and not relationships? Because if you look at it, once again, it falls into that same bucket. It's like, all right, if I do something for you, my expectation is you owe me.
Yeah.
And I'll trade away anything for your support. Because it's not mine. You know, because I don't know if you've been reading about, I mean, the Western states are talking about, you know, potentially getting rid of the Bureau of Land Management and somehow ceding all this land to the people who want it. And not necessarily even having them pay for it. And you look at that.
Just
like,
give it away, Tom.
Right. Those are our assets, you know. And Maggie, you and I think we've talked about this a long time ago, but you know, the United States has a balance sheet. Sure, we have debt, but how much do we own?
Right.
And if you start giving away what we own and not paying down the debt, is that prudent fiscal management? Doesn't make any sense to me.
No, of course it doesn't. The math doesn't math.
Right.
And then Joe Biden ended it sort of towards the tail end of his address, addressed these questions of what does our Constitution mean? What do we want our system of laws and our democracy to stand for? Let's take the first bit of that cut. Cardi, this is cut A4, please.
After 50 years at the center of all of this, I know that believing in the idea of America means respecting the institutions that govern a free society, the presidency, the Congress, the courts, a free and independent press, institutions that are rooted, they just might not reflect the timeless words, but they echo the words of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Rooted in the timeless words of the Constitution, we the people, our system of separation of powers, checks and balances. It may not be perfect, but it's maintained our democracy for nearly 250 years, longer than any other nation in history that's ever tried such a bold experiment.
And let's just take reminding us of where we've come from, what this country stands for. And then, Cardi, if we can take the last three cuts, just one right after the other, because he really winds up to the punchline here.
Well, they're in the Congress. We need to amend the Constitution to make clear that no president is immune from crimes that he or she commits while in office. It will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together, but the seeds are planted. and they'll grow and they'll bloom for decades to come. Must endure. Now it's your turn to stand guard. May you all be the keeper of the flame. May you keep the faith. I love America. You love it too. God bless you all. May God protect our troops. Thank you for this great honor.
Steeped in humility and collective purpose, as well as our collective responsibilities to achieve our highest ideals as Americans. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. Let's go to the phones. Keith from Broadhead, what do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Maggie, he makes me so proud. Just his demeanor, he is such a class act. I wanted to go back to this real quick because you were talking about whether we had a billionaire who would be able to be generous enough to develop a platform like Facebook or something like that altruistically. I don't think that can ever happen. I think as human beings, we will always take something that is good and turn it into something that is not. Unfortunately, I believe humans will always end up somehow coming around to what's in it for me, and it's just the nature of what we are as human beings.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely every time. As I've often said on this show, once you're a billionaire, you're neither a Democrat nor a Republican, a conservative or a liberal. You're a billionaire. What you seek is more money, more billions, and more power. That's what you buy with billions, because you got all the rest. I got my special guest co-host, Tom Paulsiewicz. We're going to dive into those pesky confirmation hearings. What the heck is going on? And what does it tell you and your family about the next 4 years? Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.